Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it.
All right, I want to start. I'll quickly thank the committee. You know who you are. I will thank Debbie and Steve, who read on Friday and will read again. It turns out we have five resolutions to come before the convention. They are numbered 1,000. They are numbered 01 through 04 and 06 because the committee did not recommend do pass on 05. So if you're wondering if we can count, we can in fact count. All right, since we're already behind, I'm just going to move this along. Debbie or Steve, whoever's going to read 01, please.
I will read 01. Regarding quarterly conference calls between blind stakeholder consumer groups and the Illinois Director of Rehabilitation. Whereas the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, the National Association of Blind Merchants, and other interested consumer organizations believe that it is of the utmost importance to keep the lines of communication open with the Director of Rehabilitation Services, and whereas such communication allows the blind to advocate for the kinds of specialized service and training that most effectively eliminates the technological and attitudinal barriers attributable to the inability to access information presented visually and enhance collaboration, whereas ongoing communication with the director has proven essential in the ongoing absence of a Bureau of the Blind director and has served as an important means by which the blind informed the director of ways in which the present lack of leadership and fiscal resources has hindered Bureau staff in their mission of equipping the blind to work and live independently. And whereas, while the statute establishing both the Bureau of the Blind and the Blind Services Planning Council mandates a collaborative relationship that makes informed advice possible, such continues to be impossible given the lack of a Bureau director and the limited involvement of the current director in Bureau operations. And whereas, informed stakeholders representing those to whom the Department of Rehabilitation is charged to provide services are in a position to effectively advocate for the types and quantity of targeted resources that enhance the propriety and effectiveness of such services at minimum cost. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, as assembled this first day of November 2015 in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization strongly urged that the Director of Rehabilitation Services meet on a quarterly basis via a conference call with the Blind Services Planning Council, the Illinois Association of Blind Merchants, and other appropriate stakeholders, and be it further resolved that this organization insist that the Bureau of the Blind director, acting or permanent, also attend such conference calls and do all that is statutorily mandated to assure that the Blind Services Planning Council has the information to give informed advice and to participate in budgetary formulation.
All right, now, before we take a motion on this, first of all, it's the committee's job to recommend to the convention do pass or do not pass. All five of these, the committee is recommending do pass on. We have started conference calls with Chris Smith, as Denise indicated in her report. So we really would like those to continue at this point, and that's the main goal, as I see it, of this resolution. The committee does recommend do pass. Can I get a motion? I hear Jamal, I hear Kathy second. Any questions, discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. All right, we're gonna have Steve read 02. Keep in mind that it's the convention that constitutionally decides what the affiliate will or will not do. So these resolutions are important. It's the board's charge and the president's charge in particular to keep the affiliate running in between conventions. Steve, I'm ready if you are.
Okay. Resolution 2015-02, calling on the governor and legislature to resolve budget and preserve adequate mass transit funding. Whereas mass transit is critical for blind people to go to work, school, medical appointments, and other essential life activities. And whereas mass transit is the only way for many persons with disabilities, especially blind people, to get around. And whereas initial budget proposals would have cut funding for mass transit and statewide Amtrak service. And whereas the lack of a state budget potentially can jeopardize mass transit funding. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and Convention assembled this first day of November 2015 in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization call on the governor and legislative leaders to pass a budget ensuring support of mass transit and statewide Amtrak services at current levels.
Committee recommends due pass. Do we have a motion?
Second.
I heard Jamal move, and I believe Greg is back because he seconded. So any questions, discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. That one carries. Debbie, moving to 2015-03, please.
This is orientation and mobility instruction and all that. Do you want me to?
Yeah. Steve has it if you want him to take a turn.
Yeah. Anyway, I got it. If you want me to read it. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, I've got it. Regarding orientation and mobility instruction for children. Whereas skills in orientation and mobility, O&M, are essential for the successful transition of blind children, including children with low vision, to full and productive lives as adults, and whereas local and state laws recognize the use of the long white cane as a tool for both safety and independence for blind people, yet too many school systems nationwide do not promote the use of the white cane by blind students, and whereas regulations of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, Section 300.34(c)(7) related services clearly define O&M as services provided to blind or visually impaired children by qualified personnel to enable those students to attain systematic orientation to and safe movement within their environments in school, home, and community. And whereas, although IDEA clearly lists O&M as an essential service for blind and visually impaired children, too often these children are denied O&M instruction because the Individualized Education Plan, IEP, team assumes that these children do not need this instruction. And whereas another reason for denial of O&M instruction is insufficient evaluations, e.g., only examining a child's movement in familiar areas, failing to consider environments in different lighting, not requesting input from parents, or not considering such factors as the child's medically indicated expectation of further visual deterioration. And whereas the IEP team should treat O&M instruction as a presumption for youth who have an IEP based on visual impairment, as it does with Braille, unless a proper assessment determines that O&M instruction is not necessary, And whereas two states, Maryland and Texas, have incorporated the mobility presumption and stronger evaluation requirements into state law, which will require that more students who need O&M instruction in those states will receive it. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and Convention Assembled, etc., that this organization strongly urge the Illinois General Assembly immediately to enact legislation as well as all entities and officials associated with the education of blind children to enact policies that contain a presumption similar to the Braille presumption that explicitly states that all blind and visually impaired children need orientation and mobility instruction unless a proper evaluation demonstrates that such instruction is not appropriate for the child.
Committee recommends do pass. Do I have a motion? I'm not sure who moved on that one. Jamal again? Okay, Kathy, I'll take as a second. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That one also passes. All right, Steve, can you do 04, please?
04, re-positive train control. Whereas, as originally written, the Rail Safety Act of 2008, Public Law 110-432, requires railroads to implement positive train control, PTC, by January 1, 2016. And whereas fines for noncompliance range from $1,500 to $25,000 per violation, that is, per train per day, and whereas PTC ostensibly would improve railroad safety by using modern technology, including global positioning system, to regulate the speed of trains and the distance between trains. And whereas railroads claim that they need more time to implement PTC, and whereas Metra, Amtrak, and several major freight railroads have announced that they would shut down on January 1, 2016 if Congress does not extend this deadline. And whereas Representative Mike Quigley of Illinois is one of 160 members of Congress who has circulated a Dear Colleague letter calling for an extension through 2018 to implement PTC and 2019 if railroads cannot meet this deadline but show a good faith effort to comply. And whereas Representative Bill Schuster, Chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, T&I, has called for such an extension, and whereas members have introduced several bills. H.R. 22 would grant a 3-year extension, along with reauthorizing mass transit and Amtrak funding. H.R. 3651 would grant a standalone extension. S. 650 would provide a 5-year extension. And whereas Metra provides commuter train service to communities throughout the Chicago area, and whereas Illinois has invested considerable effort and funds to improve and operate Amtrak service throughout the state, and whereas strong, viable, comprehensive networks of public transportation are essential for blind persons to lead active, productive lives. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois Convention assembled this first day of November 2015 in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization urge the Illinois Congressional delegation to call for extending the January 1, 2016 mandatory deadline for full implementation of PTC, and be it further resolved that this organization express its support of this proposed extension to other relevant officials.
All right, committee recommends do pass. Do I have a motion? Jamal moves. Give me a second again. Glenn. Glenn seconds. Any discussion or questions? Jamal? Let's keep it quick and I'll try and repeat it. Jamal is saying that he read that the bill has been signed by President Obama last night. Because earlier in the week, that was not yet done. All right, well, I would suggest that we pass this just in case there's something inaccurate in that report, because we can't redo convention. But obviously, the affiliate president would probably not expend time if it's already passed. So let's go ahead and take and hear on the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Sometimes we are definitely speaking to issues that are before the Congress as we speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a late breaking,
It was very fast moving
situation.
Mm-hmm. Situation.
Yeah.
All right. That takes us to 06. Debbie?
Resolution 2015-06, commending the Illinois Department of Rehabilitation Services and the Governor for the appointment of a Bureau of Blind Services Director. Whereas the Illinois Department of Rehabilitation Services Bureau of Blind Services, BBS, has, since the retirement of its director, Betty Odom Davis, over 2 years ago, been without a director. And whereas this prolonged lack of a director, together with the stresses inherent with considerable BBS understaffing, deprived staff of the leadership and accountability necessary to effectively coordinate service delivery, recognize work that was well done, and implement training reflecting new technologies and approaches, and whereas the lack of a BBS director has deprived the Blind Services Planning Council and other organizations representing the blind of the ability to collaborate with or hold accountable the Bureau's provision of adjustment to blindness and vocational services, and whereas the Department of Rehabilitation Services' previous director made little effort to collaborate with blindness organizations or with the Bureau of Blind Services and rejected all candidates suggested by a previous search process, and whereas current DOORS director Chris Smith has demonstrated a commitment to enhance BBS services by more effectively collaborating with the blind and by initiating a search process which has resulted in the selection of John Gordon, a blind person who has demonstrated his expertise and commitment for over 20 years as chair of the Illinois Committee of Blind Vendors, and whereas Governor Bruce Rauner recently appointed Mr. Gordon as BBS director. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and convention assembled this first day of November in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization commend Chris Smith for her reinitiation of the search process and her support of a director. And be it further resolved that this organization commend the governor for his part in filling the important position, and be it further resolved that this organization congratulate John Gordon and work with him to address the many challenges that face the BBS in its provision of the quality services blind Illinoisans need and deserve.
Ending on a very positive note, the committee recommends do pass on this one. Do we have Jamal? You made it unanimous. Our president seconds. Now, do we have any discussion or questions on this one? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Madam President, that concludes the report of the Resolutions Committee.
Thank you, Patty, for that great report.